Artists are nailing down floors, draping curtains, and hanging up lights to get their booths ready for the annual New Hampshire Crafts Fair.
I'm anxious and excited because I have some new colors, new glazes, new items.
That's Lorraine Dillmore from Hampton Falls, New Hampshire. She's been selling stoneware at the fair for 37 years. Dillmore works out of a converted barn studio. Last month, her hands were deep in moist clay, making bowls and vases.
By mid-June to the end of July, I'm in here. When I'm not sleeping, I'm in here making pots. So I'm going to just trim this off. I love it and I hate it at the same time. I must love it enough to keep doing it all these years.
What do you have to make to break even?
Usually the standard is about $10,000. For the 9-day show. You know, you want to make about $1,000 a day just to feel like it's worth your while.
Dillmore says she used to bring in a lot more money, but the market has changed.
You are competing with overseas imports, so you can't really put a dollar figure on how you can add to the cost of your items to reflect the cost of your overhead. So you really have to kind of not have the profits that you had years ago.
Officials at the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen say the fair generates more than $2 million in sales. And despite the recession, these revenues have been climbing over the last 5 years. Of course, that's not true for everyone.
My name's Jordana Corson. I'm a glassblower, and I'm from Harrisville, New Hampshire. And I'm married to a maniac. And he's helped me. I wouldn't be able to set this up without him. Don't tell
him
that.
Thank you very much.
Corson says it's always been worth coming here, except for 2011.
I don't mind telling you that it was the worst show I had had in 15 years.
But Corson attributes that loss to last year's placement within the tent. This year, she's ready to make a comeback by building a knockout display.
We've got the screw guns and the saw and the level and all that jazz to try to build our own space. The idea is that the booth is secondary to the work, but it lends to showing it off well.
Once the walls and shelves are up, Corson and others are all set for the steady traffic. That is, if they can also control Mother Nature or world events. A spike in gas prices, floods, or a heat wave can pull the plug on a year's worth of planning. And that's heartbreaking for the many who consider the Mount Sunapee event their main source of income. But all is not lost when the clientele go home. The fair lets the artists showcase their best work and possibly generate future sales. Jenny Eddy of Saxons River, Vermont, has a $2,500 iron gate her husband built.
It was actually made originally for somebody's wine cellar in a very fancy multi-million dollar house, and he went bankrupt.
So after 3 years, the Eddies still own it. Maybe, just maybe, it will sell this week.
Yeah, we're not worried about it. Or it will sponsor another order that might, you know, mean another size or a different, slightly different style or something.
The Eddies will have plenty of opportunity. More than 30,000 visitors bring their wallets each year. The surrounding businesses and residents cash in too. Vacation rentals are fully booked and restaurants are jammed. The League also pays out more than $40,000 in wages for temporary help. And in the sultry days of summer, that's a cool relief for the sluggish economy. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.